The World This Week. Business.
American banks had a bumper first quarter, with profits and revenues beating analysts' expectations. They were helped by frenzied market activities, such as the surge in special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, and retail investing. And thanks to America's recovering economy, some banks were able to release funds that had been set aside to cover bad loans. J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs both reported record revenues. Returns on tangible common equity, a measure which compares profits to capital, jumped to 29% at J.P. Morgan and to 33% at Goldman. Wells Fargo posted strong results too. Consumer prices in America rose by 2.6% in the 12 months ending in March, compared with 1.7% in February. The jump was in part caused by the fact that inflation figures compare prices today with what they were a year ago. That was when the first COVID-19 wave spread through the country, pushing down prices. America's budget deficit grew to a record $1.7 trillion in the 6 months since October. Federal spending soared last month following the third round of stimulus payments aimed at boosting the economy. Britain's economy improved slightly in February as GDP grew by 0.4% compared with the previous month. The uptick was caused by a recovery in post-Brexit trade with the European Union and by businesses adapting to lockdown conditions. The International Energy Agency revised up this year's forecast for the growth in oil demand by 230,000 barrels a day to 5.7 million. The revision is the result of faster economic recoveries than previously expected, particularly in America and China. Bernie Madoff, the former financial advisor, died aged 82. He was the mastermind behind the world's biggest Ponzi scheme, which defrauded investors out of $19 billion. He died in a federal prison in North Carolina while serving a 150-year sentence. After a long and bitter battle, Suez and Veolia, two French water companies, agreed to merge. For months, Suez's board resisted the tie-up, but a higher bid that values Suez at €13 billion, that's $15 billion, helped secure the deal. The transaction will create a giant in the water industry with revenues of €37 billion. Both companies' share prices rose by nearly 10%.